Thank you and good afternoon. Over the last few days, the forecasted winter storm has affected many areas of the North Coast, including areas in southern and northern Humboldt County. Downed trees that have been caused by heavy wind gusts have been a giant problem, as those trees have been blocking roadways on highways such as Route 299 and Route 36. Humboldt County Roads and the California Highway Patrol were very hard at work at removing fallen trees from those roadways. Those trees also took out power lines across the North Coast, causing multiple power outages. Yesterday, over 800 Arcata residents and Humboldt State University were left without power due to trees knocking down electrical lines. Over 300 McKinleyville residents were also left without power, and the Miranda area saw a power outage that left 500 people without electricity, prompting all schools in the area to be closed. It's not often you hear about Time Magazine and Humboldt County residents in the same sentence, but that is the case today, as a former graduate of Eureka High School has found her way on the cover of Time Magazine. Since 1927, Time Magazine has had to select a person of the year for the cover of their magazine, and this year Time Magazine decided to feature five different covers of various healthcare workers for the fight against Ebola. 34-year-old Ella Watson Stryker is featured on one of those covers. Ella is a health promoter working at Doctors Without Borders. She is also the daughter of Humboldt State sociology professor Betsy Watson. It's been determined that a man who shot and killed a Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy killed himself. Dan Squire has more.
An investigation by the Mendocino County District Attorney's Office has determined that a man who shot and killed a Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy during a two-state crime spree in March shot and killed himself. Ricardo Cheney is suspected in the murders of two people in Eugene, Oregon, and he then led law enforcement officers on a vehicle pursuit south into California. Cheney stopped in Mendocino County, north of Fort Bragg, where he ambushed and killed 48-year-old deputy Ricky Fiorentino, a 26-year veteran of the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office. Fort Bragg Police Lieutenant John Nalty, part of the response team in search of Cheney, shot him once in the leg, and it was determined that Cheney then turned the gun on himself, according to the Press Democrat. Nalty was justified in his use of force.
Thank you, Dan. Humboldt State University announced today that over 1,200 students have applied to Humboldt State for the 2015 fall semester, setting a new record for applications at the university. Through November 30th, applications from first-time freshmen jumped from 11,000 from the previous year to slightly over 12,000 this year. The number of transfer student applications saw a huge increase as well, as over 3,000 students applied for transfer. In conjunction with setting the record, the entire California State University campus system saw more than 790,000 students apply for the fall semester of 2015, which is an increase of nearly 30,000 applications from last year. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. This afternoon, personnel from the California Highway Patrol and Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a two-vehicle collision on the northbound lanes of Highway 101 near the Indianola cutoff. The collision involved a white station wagon and a blue vehicle, which caused controlled traffic to be in effect on the northbound lanes. At this time, no further information has been provided on what caused the crash or how it happened. The Rio Del Police Department issued a be on the lookout for 70-year-old Rio Del resident Thomas Uber, who was reported as missing by his family on Wednesday. He left his home during the morning and did not return. Uber is in the early stages of Alzheimer's and drives a 1991 Ford van. He is described as 5'4 and weighs 170 pounds. Anyone who has any information about Uber's whereabouts are asked to contact Rio Del Police. Saturday night at 6 p.m., the KEKA Truckers Parade is set to kick off as the parade will travel through the streets of Eureka. It will feature dozens of big rigs and other trucks decorated in their best holiday lighting. The parade will start at Redwood Acres and then head to Harris Street, to I Street, down to 7th Street, and then back around to Myrtle Avenue before returning to the Redwood Acres parking lot. The proceeds from this year's Trucker Parade will go to the Teen Center at the Boys and Girls Club of the Redwoods. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.